In this practice, we're going to do some yoga stretches. So finding a time and a place where you can be by yourself, where you won't be interrupted, and where you can lie down on the floor, on a mat or a thick rug. It's important in doing this practice not to think of it as a sort of competition with yourself or with anybody else. It's important not to try too hard, as if it was a matter of achievement and success or failure. It's more important to honour your own body and its limits. The wisdom of your body will tell you how much of each posture to do and where to move away from a posture. If you have any physical problems with your body, then asking your physician or physical therapist before you do some of these postures. If you do find any of the postures are difficult, then either sitting them out, simply imagining your body being in this posture, or moving up to the edge of the posture and just remaining there, wherever your body winds up, just exploring the edges of a posture. You will find that if you do this practice regularly, the limits of what your body does will change from day to day, and there's no need to push against those limits at all. As we do this practice, exploring sometimes doing the stretches with the eyes open, sometimes with the eyes closed, and noticing the difference when your eyes are open and when your eyes are closed. So now lying on your back, letting your feet fall away from each other, with your arms lying by the side of your body, with the palms facing up if that feels comfortable to you, and focusing now on the sensations as you breathe. Zooming in on the sensations of breathing down in the lower abdomen, down in the belly. The rising of the abdomen on the in-breath, the falling away on the out-breath. As if you were floating on a raft in the sea or a lake, and the in-breath was taking you up and the out-breath letting you down. And letting go on the out-breath of any tension there may be. Now when you're ready, on an in-breath, moving the arms so the hands come up above your head and end up stretched above your head and stretching out as far as the fingers will go, and the heels stretching out in the other direction, so your body is stretched here and you're aware of the sensations of this stretch, and continue now to breathe and noticing the sensations all the way down the arms and the armpits and the trunk and the legs as your fingers are stretched out above your head and the heels are stretched out in the other direction. And as you breathe, noticing if there are any changes in the sensations. And then when you're ready, on an out-breath, letting go of the stretch and allowing the arms to come back over your head. And very slowly, coming back to rest by the side of your body, with the palms uppermost if that feels comfortable. Noticing the consequences of having done that stretch. Tuning in to the sensations in your body, in touch with the sensations, whatever they are. Now, when you're ready, sliding the feet up towards the buttocks so that you end up with the knees pointing towards the ceiling and the legs in a shape of an upside-down V. And the feet are about a hip's width apart. And we're going to do some pelvic tilts. So in this position, you notice that the lower back is in contact with the mat or the floor, the rug. And we're going to tilt the pelvis so that the tailbone comes down onto the mat. And you'll notice that the effect of doing that is that the small of the back comes off the mat and makes an arch shape. So that if you want to feel with one hand, you can put the hand under the small of the back in the arch that's formed. And holding that position and breathing with it for a few moments. Then taking the hand away and noticing what happens if you tilt the pelvis in the other direction so the small of the back comes down onto the mat and the pelvis is still on the mat but the tailbone is now coming off the mat very slightly. And holding that for a few moments. And then tilting back so the tailbone comes down and the arch is opened up in the small of the back again, and now just gently rocking from one position to the other in your own time, perhaps in time with your breathing. And then when you're ready, coming to rest and drawing the knees right up towards the chest and moving your arms around to take hold of the thighs underneath the knees and hugging your thighs to the chest. And you may rock gently from side to side to massage the muscles on either side of your spine. And if you like, you can bring your head and shoulders up off the mat towards the knees so that you are rocking gently here with the head towards the knees. And you might try circular motions as well as the side-to-side motion. And then, when you're ready, coming to rest, moving the shoulders and the head back down onto the mat, letting go of the thighs and letting the legs stretch out again onto the floor, onto the mat, and tuning into the sensations in the body, the after effects of doing these stretches. Noticing the sensations of the breath moving in and out of your body. And now drawing up the left knee and reaching out with your arms and holding on to the left thigh and squeezing it towards the chest. And however far it comes, that's as far as it needs to for you in this moment. And then perhaps moving up the head and shoulders again towards the knee and seeing where you wind up. Continuing to breathe and noticing the effects of these stretches on your breathing. And then when you're ready, moving the head and shoulders back down onto the mat and letting the left leg stretch out back onto the mat and noticing the after effects of the stretch and perhaps the difference between one side of the body and the other, one leg and the other. Now when you're ready, moving the right knee up and again reaching out with your hands and arms, moving your arms round the thigh of the right leg and squeezing it up towards the chest. Gently squeezing it, not forcing it in any way. Moving up to the edge of this stretch and not trying to move beyond it or compete with yourself. Letting go of all that sense of wanting things to be a certain way. If you want to, bringing up your head and shoulders towards the knee. and then, when you're ready, moving the head and shoulders back down onto the mat and letting the legs stretch out again. And back in the starting position, lying on your back with your hands at your sides and the legs stretch out, with the feet falling away from each other, breathing. What sensations are here in this moment? And as best you can, allowing yourself to be just as you are, allowing your body to be just as it is. Now, when you're ready, see about turning over and coming up onto all fours. So, in this position, the hands and the palms of the hands are directly underneath your shoulders, and your knees, about a hip's width apart, are directly underneath your hips. And the position is something like that of a table with four legs. And remaining here for a few moments and breathing, we're going to do some cat stretches. So on an out breath, let the back come up as if you're a cat arching its back, like a Halloween cat arching its back, and let your head come down between your arms and really giving your back a good stretch on this out breath. And then on the in breath, letting the head come up and the back comes down, so the abdomen and the belly are hanging here closer to the ground. So it's the opposite of the arching. It's almost arching in the other direction, but not overdoing it. And then on an out breath again, moving up into another cat stretch, arching the back. The head comes down between the arms. And then on an in-breath, letting the back come down and move slowly into the reverse position, and the head and shoulders will come up, and you may be able to look out ahead of you. So once more, breathing out and making a cat stretch. Breathing in, coming in the other direction. Breathing out, stretching, arching the back. And now doing this in your own time. Arching the back on an out breath. And then moving the back into its other position on an in breath. And now coming back down and back into the table posture, and from this posture, stretching out the left leg behind you and stretching out also the right arm in front of you. So the left leg stretches out behind and the right arm stretches in front of you, and you can look out over the fingers of the right hand. And this is a bit of a balancing and strengthening posture. And you may notice that your body moves from moment to moment to help you maintain your balance. And just remaining here, breathing. And then when you're ready, bringing down the leg and bringing down the hand and doing another cat stretch, letting the head come down, breathing out and giving your back a good stretch. And then letting the belly come down again, and this time stretching out the right leg behind you and stretching out the left arm in front of you and looking out over the fingers of the left hand. And balancing, breathing. And then coming back down and giving yourself another cat stretch. So once again, arching the back, letting the head come down, breathing out, And then when you're ready, bringing the belly back down again, and then coming back down and lying on your back on your mat, back in the starting posture. So, lying here now, noticing the sensations with the after effects of doing the cat stretch. And perhaps doing some pelvic tilts again, so bringing the knees up towards the ceiling and the feet about a hip's width apart, and rocking the pelvis, tilting the pelvis, first in one direction and then the other, the tailbone coming off the mat, and then the tailbone going onto the mat, and rocking in your own time. And you may notice if your body is quite loose lying on the mat here, that your whole body moves as you tilt the pelvis in this way. Then coming to rest, and then drawing the knees right up and hugging the thighs to the chest and rocking from side to side and gently massaging the muscles on either side of the spine. If you want to, bringing the head and shoulders up towards the knees, or simply letting them lie on the mat and rocking from side to side in this way. And then when you're ready, coming to rest and stretching out again. In touch with your body. Allowing it to be just as it is in this moment. Simply lying here, breathing. Nowhere to go. Being here with your body and in your body. Now when you're ready, drawing up the knees again towards the ceiling, but this time sliding the feet a little bit further towards the buttocks than we did before and a little bit further apart, moving the hands above the head and letting them rest there. Then pushing off with your feet so that your buttocks and your lower back come off the ground, off the floor, to make a half bridge pose. So your body is simply resting on the bottom of your feet and on your shoulders. And in this position there's lots of space to breathe, so breathing down into the abdomen, noticing the sensations, particularly in your thighs. And once again, if this feels too difficult, coming down when it feels right to do so, but maintaining this as long as your body says it's right to do so, honouring the wisdom of your body. And now when you're ready, letting your body come back down onto the mat, stretching out the legs and bringing the arms down to rest by the side of your body. And in this posture, noticing the after effects of that stretch, tuning in to those sensations. And now when you're ready, drawing up the knees towards your buttocks again into an inverted V shape, so the knees are pointing towards the ceiling, but this time keeping the legs and the feet together so they're touching each other, and bringing the hands up behind the head and lacing the fingers together so that your head is resting on your fingers. We're going to do a twist stretch. So tightening up the muscles in your tummy and then letting the knees come over to the left-hand side. So allowing the left knee to come down very slowly onto the floor and the mat, and the right knee may come with it all the way or may just hang here, and then breathing with that, and as you breathe taking your face over to the other direction, so looking out over your right elbow, so moving the head towards the right and looking out over your right elbow. So this is the twist, and you'll find that as you breathe, especially as you breathe in, the twist intensified slightly, and then as you breathe out, you can let go and allow gravity to pull your body down towards the floor, down towards the mat. No need to push through it at all. Just let gravity do its work on the out-breath. Now when you're ready, tightening up the tummy muscles again and bringing the knees back up into the central position, bringing the face to face the left elbow. So you're looking out now over your left elbow, tightening up the tummy muscles and letting the knees go over to the right. So the right knee may make contact with the floor and the left knee may just be with it or may be hanging near it. And the body is twisted in the other direction and continuing to breathe so that on an in-breath, the stretch intensifies. And on an out-breath, you can let go and let gravity pull you down towards the mat. And now when you're ready, tightening up the tummy muscles again and drawing the knees back up into the central position, unlacing the fingers, letting your head go down back onto the mat, the arms down by your sides, and stretching out the legs, coming back into the starting position on your back with your hands at your sides, the feet stretched out, breathing. Remaining open to whatever sensations are here in this moment. Allowing them to be just as they are. Being curious about what sensations are here. Now when you're ready, drawing up the right knee so that it's pointing towards the ceiling, and the foot, the right foot, is close to the left knee, breathing in this position. And then taking a deeper breath, on the out-breath, tightening up the tummy muscles slightly and lifting the left leg, so that it moves up into the air and winds up pointing towards the ceiling or wherever it winds up is fine for you. That's where it's supposed to be right now. And when it gets in the air, feeling the effects of that and noticing if any other part of the body is involved. Notice if the hands or the arms are tensed up or the face is tensed up in any way. And if they are, just let them relax, because they're not involved in this movement. The left leg is able to work in this way by itself. And then moving the foot round and round, as if you had a paintbrush on your toe and were drawing circles on the ceiling, first in one direction, and then in the other direction. And then coming to rest. And now imagining that you had paint on the bottom of your foot and you wanted to make a footprint on the ceiling. So moving the foot flat as if it was going to make a footprint. And as you do that, you may notice that the back of the leg tightens up and notice the effect of that tightening. And moving up and away from the tightening, not trying to force anything to happen. Just experimenting and exploring the sensations as you move your foot in this way. And if you want to intensify the stretch slightly, you can reach out with your arms behind your thighs and gently pulling the leg further upright, but not forcing anything to happen. and you may like to move the head and shoulders off the mat towards the knee if you wish. But if you don't, just remaining here with the head and shoulders on the mat. And now when you're ready, once again, tightening up the tummy muscles and very, very slowly allowing the leg to come down and breathing with it. It might take several breaths for the leg to come down, as if it was a crane lowering a very heavy but delicate weight. Slowly, slowly. And notice when it does reach the floor, the wave of relief through the body and through those muscles that have been doing the work to hold up this heavy weight. And letting the right leg stretch out again. And lying here noticing the after effects of that stretch. Now when you're ready, drawing up the left leg so the knee is pointing towards the ceiling and the left foot is just about level with the right knee. Taking a deeper breath. And as you breathe out, tightening up the tummy muscles slightly and moving the right leg up into the air as far as it will come, but not pushing beyond any limits. Allowing your body to be just as it is. And then moving the foot first in one direction and now in the other direction. And then making footprints on the ceiling and noticing the effects of that posture on the muscles in the back of the leg. Breathing. And if you want to intensify this stretch, then reaching out and holding the thigh and easing the leg further up into the vertical position. And if you want to, letting your head and shoulders come off the ground and face your knee. Breathing. Tuning into the sensations. And then when you're ready, with the small of the back against the mat, and tightening up the tummy muscles slightly, begin lowering very slowly the right leg, taking several breaths as it slowly comes down towards the mat, towards the floor. And when it reaches the floor, notice the wave of relief as the floor takes over the work of holding up your leg. And lying here, breathing. And now when you're ready, see about moving onto the left side of your body and propping up your head on your hand. And your right hand can be in front of your body, in front of your navel, a few inches, a few centimetres away from the body to act as an extra support as you lie here on your left-hand side. And in this position, going to move the right leg up in a sort of scissor movement, leaving the left leg on the mat and move the right leg up as far as it wants to go right now. And you'll notice that this is working the muscles at the side of your right thigh. And tuning into any sensations that are coming from that region of the body. Breathing. And if there are intense sensations there, exploring what happens as you breathe in to help you explore those sensations. Asking yourself whether you're able to maintain this posture even if those sensations are quite intense, and exploring the edge of the sensations here of holding this heavy weight up. Coming down if you want to at some point, and then coming back up. And then when you're ready, just very gradually lowering the leg back down onto the left leg. And now see about coming up on the other side. So turning over onto the right-hand side of your body, and now your head is propped up on your right arm, right hand under your head, and your left hand is now in front of your navel, giving you some extra support and stability. And then when you're ready, moving the left leg up in a scissors movement and holding it there and noticing the sensations now in the left thigh, breathing into them, allowing them to be just as they are. And then when you're ready, bringing the left leg very slowly back down towards the right leg. Now see about moving all the way over onto your tummy. So now lying on your tummy. And in this position, lying on one side of your face or the other, either on the left or the right, and letting your body sink into the mat as you breathe out. In this posture, the breath is sometimes very obvious because as you breathe in, your body is forced up against the floor. The abdomen wall expands. So noticing the sensations in this position. And now when you're ready, moving your head so it's resting on your chin and keeping the pelvis, both hips, on the mat, very slowly moving the right leg very slightly off the mat. So holding up the right leg and noticing the sensations there, noticing what muscles are working to lift this heavy weight slightly off the mat. And then when you're ready, bringing it down and letting your face come down to rest on one side or the other. And letting your body go, letting your body relax and sink into the mat. And then when you're ready, moving the head so it's resting on your chin again, and moving the left leg to bring it, the left leg, off the ground. Again, the hips are both touching the mat, so it's not twisting the body over. The hips are on the mat and the left leg is lifted just a few centimetres, a few inches off the mat. And when you're ready, bringing it down and once again letting your head rest on the mat on one side or the other. And now when you're ready, bringing the chin once again to rest on the mat and pointing the toes. And when you're ready, on an in-breath, drawing up the shoulders so that your shoulders and head come off the mat and your chest begins to come off the mat in what's called a lower cobra position. The arms are not helping at all with this. They're just lying by the side of your body. And your back is doing the work of drawing up your shoulders and your head off the mat. And you can look with your eyes as far up on the opposite wall as you can go, if you wish, or just closing the eyes and feeling these sensations. And then, on an out-breath, letting it go, letting your head come down and resting back down on one side of the face or the other. And now, when you're ready, coming back up onto all fours, so that your hands are underneath your shoulders and your knees underneath your hips. And then on an out-breath, doing a cat stretch again. And really giving your back a good stretch to lengthen and loosen the muscles along the spine. Then on an in-breath, coming down, and then on an out-breath, stretching up again and giving your back a really good stretch. And then breathing in, relaxing, and coming back down to the starting position, back lying flat on your back on the mat. So now coming back to lie on your back with your hands by your sides, feet stretched out, lying here and breathing. Aware of the sensations in the whole of your body. A sense of coming home to your body, allowing your body to be as it is, simply lying here, breathing. And bringing this sense of acceptance and wholeness with you as you end this practice and resume the activities of your day as your life continues to unfold from moment to moment.